You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The parasha is called Parashas Yisroel. And you know, Yisroel is the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where the parasha starts. The Chazal tell us, Rashi brings, that what is Yisroel? Chazal tell us that Yisroel, Shiva, Shemois, Nikro, Eloi, had seven names. Ruul, Yesa, Yisroel, Chayva, Chayva, Keni, Petia. Seven names. The first name, says Rashi, what is the name? Yeser. That's his real name. Why? Al Shem Shiyiter Pasha Echaz B'Torah. Because he added a Pasha in the Torah. Which Torah? Fatat Echazeh. We'll see now. The eight that he gave Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, because she's Geir, we became a Geir. The Kiya Mitzvahs. So how did Yisroel become Yisroel? Really, his name is Yeser. Why Yeser? Because he added a Pasha to the Torah. Now, when you became a ger, they added a vav to it. That's why you call him Yeser to Yisroel. So what is the main name of Yisroel? Because Yisroel Pasha B'Torah. What was the Pasha that he added? But the Torah describes later, that he went to Moshe Rabbeinu and told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, if you're going to go in, you're going to be the one answering all the questions, all the shayas of Am Yisroel, Nobel, Tibo, you're going to go in, you're going to lose it, you're not going to be able to handle it. So therefore, you need to have assistance, you have to delegate authority. That's the way Yisroel came. And davar teim gedola, big question. So how did Yisroel add a pasha to the Torah? Because he came with an idea, and it was described in the Torah and became a pasha of the answer. The Torah was added to the Torah seemingly. You know how many people added pashas to the Torah? Bilam added a pasha to the Torah. I mean, anybody who learns Daf Yomi, which is had now Masech Bo Basra, Moshe Kosef Sifrei Upashas Bilam. Right? Parshas Balak, which is the vu of Bilam, as Rashi explains, is not part of really the Torah. Bilam added, he added his own vu. So why do you say the Bilam Yisr Pashmat? He added a Pasha, because he added his vu.
So you have to bring a raya from somebody who positively added something.
Positively added, there's many people. There's many people that added positively. You know, Mnot Slavchot added positively to the Torah. Several. I mean, the whole Torah is based on,
that was many people.
Many parts of the Torah are based on communication that you have.
Make five parshas.
Okay, but you have a lot. I mean, the point is you have many people that add. The Torah is based on communications. Many parts of the Torah are communications that people had. It spoke to Moshe. Yes, sir, that's the only one that has yes, sir. I'll tell you what's the meaning of it. Seemingly, there's something deeper over here that defines.
I think the better kasha is that why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu have a parsha named after?
Sure.
That probably is the better kasha.
Yeah, I think it is a kasha. I think this kasha is a bobe kasha. Yes, sir, the whole term is yes, sir. People speaking in the Torah. Power is the parsha. Any people. So that's question number one. Question number two is that Yisroel came with an idea. That's what he had, Pasha Teir. This idea was delegate authority. He told Moshe Rabbeinu to delegate authority. You get noble team. Really? Moshe Rabbeinu needed Yisroel to go ahead and tell him this Chiddush? This is a famous question. It was asked a lot. What did Yisroel add over here? What did Moshe Rabbeinu not realize on his own? He needed Yisroel from the outside to come ahead and, you know, point out the fact that things are not working well. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Isha Elohim, why couldn't he figure this out? And finally, probably basically the question which defines the topic of the Shir is Matan Torah, the story of Am Yisrael receiving the Torah, which is probably the most fundamental, or one of the most fundamental points in Jewish history, or the history of the world, as the Torah tells us at the beginning, Yom HaShishi, Tluim V'Lamdim, is written in Parshas history. We always mention the Chazal and the Zohar that Mogen Avraham brings in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Every Parsha is divided that way. It's not a random division. Every Parsha is divided in a certain way. So the Parsha of Yisroel includes it in Matan Torah. That's what's supposed to be divided, as Chazal tells us. Why do we put Matan Torah together with Yisroel, together with the Parsha of Yisroel? Why was Yisroel Zoich, let's put it in this, the question a different way, just to put it on me, like you said, like a better question. Yisroel is called, the Parsha is called a Shmoy. You call it Yisroel, and that's where you bring Matan Torah to the world. I mean, very nice, Yisroel, a Parsha Torah, why he deserves such a schos to have Matan Torah written under his name? So to understand all that, we'll start with understanding really what's going on in Matan Torah. And we didn't have a shiur last week, as you mentioned. But we know in last week's parsha, the Torah describes the story of Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal tell us, the Shivcha saw on the sea the Gilui, the revelation of the Merkava, Kadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest Gilui, the biggest revelation possible was there in Kriyas Yamsuf. Everything was open. Now it comes about the Torah, and when the Torah, Chazal tells us as well, Kadosh Baruch Hu opened the Rikim, opened the skies, and everything was revealed. And then Torah was given. What was added in Matan Torah more than what we had in Kriyas Yamsuf? What other revelation do we have in Matan Torah that we didn't have in Kriyas Yamsuf? We know that it says that there was really three stages of Emunah that we had in when Am Yisrael lived in the Mitzrayim. It's a topic on its own. Rav Moshe Pir used to mention it a lot. But the three Emunahs that we have is the Emunah that we had in Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was the Emunah that we have that Ve'eminu Ba'Hashem Moshe Havdai, that was in Kriyas Yamsuf. And then there's the Emunah Gam B'Chol Yamin Elohim, that was in Matan Torah. What was added in Matan Torah that we didn't have before? What is the new stage? What do we have here? Why was the Torah given in Kriyas Yamsuf? Already everything is open. You're already revealing things which are way beyond anybody seeing later in the future. What's special about Ma'amar HaSinai? So it's Zohar Pashut. If you think about it, it's Zohar Pashut. But that's what's brought down in many Sfarim. That the idea of Matan Torah, the main Chiddush of Matan Torah, the main point that we have of giving Torah to the world is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing of himself, but it's the fact that he's giving Torah le'am Yisrael. The fact that an Adam, a human being, is receiving Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling an Adam, you are a partner and a owner of the Torah. The Torah is going down from Shemaim to the Oretz and given to the Adam. And the Adam becomes the owner of Torah, part of Torah. And he now has to go and he controls Torah. And with it comes Torah Shabbat, with Chidush Torah. That's the biggest Chidush, that's the biggest revelation that we had in Matan Torah. And just to emphasize this point, mentioned when Moshe Shapiro, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, used to bring a lot in referring to the Gilui of Matan Torah. We know that the Torah in general is, and I think we mentioned it once as well, the Torah in general is divided to mitzvah shebin adam lamokoyim and mitzvah shebin adam lachaver. Right? We have mitzvahs. The luchos themselves are divided. The right side are all the mitzvahs that a person has between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have another mitzvah that he has between him and his friend. And in the most simplest way to put the question is, why is the Torah divided this way? You want to say it's a new category? But isn't mitzvah shebin adam lachaver part of the Torah like any other mitzvahs? We never find a category of mitzvah shebin adam l'shabbos. All the mitzvahs have to do with mitzvahs of Shmiras Shabbos. We don't have mitzvah shebin adam l'mishkan. All the mitzvahs a person has to do with mishkan. Mitzvah shebin adam lachaver take his own place. Why? Mitzvah shebin adam l'shabbos doesn't take his own place because it's part of the mitzvah shebin adam l'makom. What do you have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you have to do for you for God, kivyachol? Is you have to go ahead and listen to all the mitzvahs, including mitzvah shebin adam l'shabbos, mitzvah shebin adam l'mishkan, and all these other mitzvahs. So it's part of mitzvah shebin adam l'mokim. So why mitzvah shebin adam l'chaver has his own place? Be'alama is written over here what's brought to l'maisa l'halacha. L'halacha in two different places. One is l'gabe, the choiva, the obligation of pius that a person has in that a person has in the that a person has with the in with his friend Erev Yom Kippur, right? It says that it's not enough to do slicho mechil to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achi ratzes chaveroi doesn't have mechil on mitzvah shebin adam l'chaver. He's missing that out. So the right? Why not? So you see over here, that's what Kiyager says somewhere else in Halacha. Mitzvah shebin adam l'chaveiro is not a responsibility, is not a reference towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's obviously it's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Yes. But mitzvah shebin adam l'chaveiro is really referring and it's an obligation that one has towards his friend. He right now, and to a certain extent, every Adam Yisrael has an ownership on the mitzvahs that are mitzvahs shebatal chaver. So therefore, there is here Achi Ratis Chaver. Until he doesn't do Mechil Chaver, he's not going to be Yoitse, Yedei Choiva, he's not going to be ready for Yom Kippur. The Torah is divided. There's mitzvahs shebatal mokoy. There's a set of mitzvahs which who is the owner of that mitzvahs? Who are you obligated to? Who are you communicating to? Chaver. Shabbos, you're not communicating with Shabbos, you're with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishkan, you're not communicating with the Mishkan, you're communicating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Chaver, you're communicating with your friend. And the idea where he says, Rav Moshe Shapira, is that Torah is given from Kodesh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, and you have a giver of Torah and a receiver of Torah. You have your two partners in Torah. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzad ha-noisen is giving Torah, and you have your soul mitzad ha-kabbalah Torah. So every Adam, every human being has a relationship to both. He has a relationship to Noisin HaTorah, and he has a relationship to the Kabbalah HaTorah. He is referring to both. Meaning the Torah right now, there's right now concept of partners in Torah. The partners in Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says the Chazal that when Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the Luchas, Kodesh Baruch Hu was holding the top part of the Luchas, and Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the bottom part of the Luchas. What's the idea over here? The idea is that the luchos represent the giving the Torah to Am Yisrael. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu holding the top and Moshe Rabbeinu holding the bottom. The Torah itself is an idea, is a concept of the world being given between the Torah is referring to that now you have two bialim in the Torah. You have Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's why the luchos are divided also. You know, it says you have the mizmor that you mentioned, Leila Seder, Echad Miyodea. All these numbers, as brought down in Sfarim, is referring to specific numbers. Sfarim Be'etzim. These are the numbers. Moshe Shapiro has always mentioned as well. Echad Miyodea. Who's the one and only in the world? Echad Yachid Miyuchad. Shnayim Miyodea. What's two? Shtei Luchos HaBris. The Luchos HaBris represents two. Why two? Because Luchos HaBris represents this duality. There's two partners. There's two. The two tzedotim they have in the world. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have Am Yisrael. You have Noisin HaTorah and the Kabbalah HaTorah. You have Hashem and you have Adam. And that's what Shtei Luchos HaBris says. When the Torah is given to the world, you have both. And Be'emes, that this goes back to the beginning of the Bria. The whole idea of Bria Sa'olam is in order to have an Adam in this world. As the Ramchal mentions, the famous Ramchal, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world? Ramchal starts, that's Tfunus. Midas HaTorah Le'etiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give good. So therefore what? He created a world. And in this world, what did he create? He created an Adam. And the Adam needs to go ahead. Why doesn't he just give him reward right away? Because he wants the Adam to go ahead and achieve it. He should not be Ne'am HaDikisufo. He should not be bread, free bread. He should earn it. So therefore the Adam is in this world where he's earning things. He's creating things. One can ask, famous Kasha, just discussed it now with Rechon Becha, for Betrulia, Nefesh HaChaim, right? Really? Adam deserves it? Schar mitzvah behaya amaleka. The reward of one mitzvah in this world cannot contain one reward of mitzvah. What did you do? A person went ahead and he did a small mitzvah. He put in tefillin in the morning. It took him 2 minutes. What does he get a reward? Schar sheikut kubasoy. The reward in this was unbelievable. So what do you mean that it's not Nahamad the Kesufa Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to an Adam an ability to achieve his reward, to earn it? What is he earning? He's earning much more than he did. So the answer is, that's what Nefesh HaChaim basically builds it up, that every mitzvah that Adam did, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a system in the world. When a person, right, as in a muscle, when you have the, it's like now they're talking about having the atomic code, right, you press a button and a bomb goes somewhere in the world. The system is built that when you move the needle over here a little bit, it changes everything from here until Shmei Hashemayim, the world above. The Adam in this world has the keys, has the functionality to go ahead and move things. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu created. And Echadami, it seems like it's a small thing. But Lemaise said the way the system of the world works is you have a cause and effect that goes Mikan Ad Olam, and everything here is being done by Adam. The Adam does one small tenua milamata, one small movement, and the effect is endless. Right? like the butterfly effect, if you want to bring an example. Small thing here changes many things in the galaxies, in the world, in Shmei HaShemayim, Shalei HaKeluch, everything. So Yimele, the reward he gets is the reward that's endless, because his mitzvah is endless. He did something small, but it changed everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu put an Adam in this world to be able to go ahead and create and achieve. And in order for Adam to do that, he needs to be...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Standing, in a sense, on his own, with his own das. The difference between the Adam and any other creature in the world is that Adam has Bechira. He has free will, as the Ramchal goes and explains. And the free will gives them the way to go and achieve. How do you achieve? And Amalek is not achieving, he's destined to do what he needs to do. And Behem is not achieving because she's destined to do it. And Adam is not destined to do anything, as the Rambam goes on and says in length. He has free will to do whatever he wants. And when he chooses the right things, that's when he creates. That's when he moves the needle and creates huge things in the world. And he gets chash and kedugmasar. And if he does the opposite, it's a chashashal, the opposite. But in order to have the ability for Adam to do that, in order to have even a little bit of a yichailis, he needs to be there on his own. He needs to be independent. He needs to be at least equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world, this oilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivel says, I'm here, I'm telling you what to do. You are now the recipient. You can decide to accept it or not. I'm giving, you're receiving. It's as if it's a marriage over here. As always, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is considered to be like Ish V'Isha. So you have your marriage. You have two equals over here to a certain extent. You have a giver, a receiver. He's independent. He can go ahead and do whatever he wants. And therefore, what he achieves so much. Because he's far away. Because he is in a place where he's not controlled. He's in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not holding on to him. And he could do whatever he wants. Therefore, he is a Adam Friatzwa. That's why he is a... That's the idea of the Torah, of being equal partners. You cannot have an Adam who's controlled. So if the Adam is Mekalabal Korcha, you have no... He's forced to do it. He can't choose. Can't choose. He's not earning anything. The world is created to have an Adam who stands on his own. Standing on his own mean that you have your Kishbul giving, you have an Adam who's an equal partner. That's what the Rishayim mentioned, that Oilam is Lashon He'elem. What's He'elem? Something is not appearing over here. Who's not appearing over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could stand here and choose both ways. That's Oilam. The Oilam is that you have two points over here. The Ramchal, just saw today, the first time it's Ramchal, says that Oilam always means that you have a Mashpia or Mekabel. You have two, you have a giver and a receiver. You have two partners over here. That's always Oilam. So it says that, it comes to explain what it says, that every tzaddik is going to get the last Mishnah in Shas. Seches Ukti. Says, what is every tzaddik is going to get? Shai Oilamis, 310 Oilamis. Oilamis, worlds? What does it mean, worlds? Meaning, the cause and effect. He did things, his mitzvahs, he caused something else. Every system of cause and effect of Mashpia Mekabel is Oilam. This world is, in general, is Mashpia Mekabel. And they both are equal. That's what Matan Torah is revealing. And just to emphasize this point a little bit more, the famous Gemara tells us that Moshe Shalom Moshe Lamor, Moshe came to Shemaim. Omer Malachi Malachi came to Keshbuk and says, Yibayin Shalom Mali Lut Shisha Beneinu, why is he getting Torah? And the big fight, the Malachi said, we don't want to give him Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to take Torah. Keshbuk told Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on the Kisei Kfoy, to tell the Malachi, why are you taking the Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu went and told him, it says like this, he told him, Tshuva Amal Fanav, he was Misyari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do it anyway. And then he says, he start giving answers to the Malachim. What did he tell the Malachim? Oh my, Lefana, Ibn Shalom, Yatoy, Shtat, and he said, Nimakti, Bo, it says in the Torah. And then he says, Lekech, Asher, Tisich, Omer, Yitzrayim. Oh my, Lef, he tells the Malachim, Le Mitzrayim, you're at them, did you go to Mitzrayim? Le Parish, Tabatim. Torah, Lama, Telachim. And sure, he goes on through different mitzvahs. And he goes and it says, for example, it says, Makti, Bo, Kobe, Savich, Ome, Simecha, respect your father and mother. Do you have parents? Shumachtibo loisirtzach loisinov loisingov. All the different things bnei adam have. Kini yesh b'neichem yitzerah yesh b'neichem. Miad oydu lo. So they right away admitted and told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is yours. So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, you want the Torah by you. The Torah doesn't belong to you. It tells there's a system of rules that don't belong to you. Belong to human beings. What did the Malachim think? The Malachim we're fighting over the Torah without knowing what the Torah says? So it's Dover Pashut. We mentioned it a few times. The Ramban tells us in the beginning of Chumash that the Torah, before the Torah came to the world, it was Kulei Shmoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the Torah revealed itself in different ways. The way it's revealed here in this world is with all these systems that are belong to human beings. True. But before it came down to the world, it was Esh Chayah Ketula Gebe Esh Levana, black fire and white fire. It was a whole different thing. It was Shmoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the name of Hashem. It was written in a different way. That's what it says. Right? The Torah is written in a different way. By the way, it's mentioned, again, whoever learns Zafyami, just mentioned now, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the last 8 psukim in the Torah, how did he write, says the Gemara in Bava Basra, that the Gemara, the Moshe Rabbeinu, because Baruch Hu said, Oymer Moshe Rabbeinu Koyse Bedema. So his famous name of the Goyen, what does it mean, Koyse Bedema? Pashas means he was crying when he wrote that he died. Says the Goyen, no, Bedema means mixed up. The words are written in a different way. The same way the Torah originally was written in a different way with Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so also the end of the Torah was written that way at the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah not the way it's divided today. He wrote Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wrote it and the words were all mixed up. After he was Nefter, the words moved to where they are right now and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he and the Chanami did not write that he died. That's what the Gaon explains. Meaning there's a concept of Torah written in a different way. And the Malachim knew what the Torah says. They looked at the Torah from their perspective and they saw Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they had a great Torah. So that's what they thought. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer? Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, so they should say, that's for you. That's the Torah, the way it's revealed to you. But what is the Torah, the way it reveals to us? We have something else. What? Lama miyad hoiduloi. So the Pashup Shat is that the Malachim, what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim is, he said, of course, you have Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know there's a dimension of Torah which belongs down here in this world. There's a dimension of Torah which belongs to people that have Yetzer Hara and they need to override their Yetzer Hara. Do you have that part of Torah? You want Torah, it's Kevaldi, you want Torah. You have one portion of Torah, but what about that portion? You don't have that chelik of Torah which is kuloi, not Shemoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That part you don't belong to. So the Malachim, you're right. Odom has, he belongs, he can connect to Shemoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu too, but he belongs to the town, needing gritty, small, very far away things. They're in this world where he's far, he doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the world of Helem, where he's independent, and he can have a free choice. He has the Yetzer Hara, he has issues to deal with. That's the Torah, that's the ultimate goal of the Torah. So the Moshe Rabbeinu Malach, you don't have that part of Torah, and that is a Torah needs to be revealed. Miyad Hoidulay. The Gila of Torah is that this world is a world of Adam, and the Torah needs to come down to this world for what? To be implemented by somebody who is a partner in Torah, meaning that he has a free choice. He doesn't see things clearly, and he needs to go and choose. He has free will to go in and choose something which is not so clear. That's what the other, that's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. Came at the Torah to the world and said, it's not only because he's revealing himself, the Torah is given to you. Shtei Luchos Abris. Moshe Rabbeinu is holding Torah. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. The Am Yisrael not taking Torah and controlling it, having a chelik in it. The Torah, which was so high above there, belongs down here. That all these mitzvahs are shayach to this Torah. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. As a melee, understanding that to understand what is the Torah telling us this matter? The Torah is giving you very far away. Why? For Adam to have free will to go in and choose it, to choose to elect Torah. The further the Torah goes, the greater choice you have over here. Meaning, as we know, the biggest bchira is coming for dafka people, dafka from things that are far away. As we say in Yom Yerayim, we want the furthest away people to come ahead and reveal Torah. Torah is to come and say that there's a free choice, you can do whatever you want. The further the person who receives Torah, the further away he is, the more Kiddush Hashem he does, the more revelation of Torah he does to the world. That's the ultimate goal of Torah, to bring the biggest prayer, the biggest choice that a person does. The further away he is, the bigger choice he's doing to go and reveal Torah. By the way, Beis Hashem will get to it in a few weeks. So we get to Chet Egel. Kushbor tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Rei Kishichis Amcha. So the Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu, when we left Mitzrayim, he was fighting the Kadosh Baruch Hu, should Erev Rav come out with Am Yisrael? Should we allow all these going, the one in Jew and Am Yisrael, to join or not? Moshe Rabbeinu basically insisted on Erev Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. Moshe Rabbeinu says no, I want to do it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, raid Kishichas Amcha, your nation, Erev Yom is you. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so insisting on Erev Yom? So we'll be married in the Beis Hashem in the future. But this is part of the idea. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu to come not only from Am Yisrael, but Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He wanted that revelation to come from even further away people, from Erev, from Goyim. They should also be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a bigger Gilui. That's the Chiddush of Yisrael. Yisrael is the one, as Rashi says in this parasha, called Eloiki Milamit Shaya Makir Bechol Avar Dezer Shabayla. Shaloi Niech Avar Dezer Shaloi Avda. He had in all Avar Dezer. He was the biggest Avar Dezer worshiper in the world, idol worshiper in the world. And he says, Ata Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Eloi. Hashem is greater than any other God. That's the biggest Bechira the Adam can have. That is the ultimate goal of Gilui Torah in the world. That the Torah should come down and others should choose from the furthest away portion possible. There should be a choice over here. That's what Yisrael did. Yisrael goes ahead and he's revealing to the world the Torah from such a far place. So Matan Torah is mentioned in Parshas Yisrael. It's not Stam. It's not Yisrael is Matan Parshas Torah and that's what he did. Yisrael is the one who's the furthest away that we have. That he came and he was Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah, the whole concept of the Matan Torah is to go down to our faraway world for the world to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's written in Parshas Yisrael. That's what it's written over here. Yisrael comes with this great idea. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on over here? You're not going to be able to hold on and answer questions to the whole Am Yisrael. So the obvious question is, why Moshe did not realize it? So I heard already, a few years ago, Yaakov Hillel mentioned once here in the neighborhood, what's brought down Sfarim, before Yisrael came and pointed it out, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to handle the whole Am Yisrael. You know why? It was a miracle. It was an ace. Moshe Rabbeinu was very spiritual, and he was able to live in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights without eating, without drinking. And he belongs to Olam Machshava, to a higher world, Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshen. He belongs to somewhere very high, and he's able to handle Shishim Riboy. Yes. That's why he was able to handle without Yisrael. So what did Yisrael do? Yisrael went ahead and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Gevaldik. You, Al Derech Knes, with a miracle, you can control everything. We know something that belongs up there in heaven, you can control it. It's beautiful. But what about, you want to bring the Torah down to this world. You're bringing the Torah down to the Olam Hazeh, the Olam of Helen. If you want to bring down to this the Olam, that's the whole purpose of the Torah, to bring it down to here. You need to work with the systems of this world as well. And the Olam Hazeh, Noble Tibra. This world cannot handle one person answering questions for 600,000 men. Levad me, you know, Shimita, without a woman, and why? It's impossible. Hi, says Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, but I'm able to handle it. Yeah, but if you want to bring down the Torah to this world, you must work with the systems of this world. Says Yisrael, this is where the Eitzah. That's the Yisrael, that's the Chiddush Yisrael gave in that parsha. You should know. I know you can handle it, but we need to bring it down to this world. The Tachlis of the story, the whole parsha is dealing with bringing the Torah down to this world. So Yisrael is saying, you need to work with the system of this world. And Dafka Yisrael, somebody from far away and knows all the system of this world, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how it's supposed to work. And Mele, that's what he can end with. That's why he's called Yeser, Sheyiser Parshu HaTorah. He said, what do you mean? So many people added Parshas to the Torah. It's not Dafka, that because he said something in the Torah and his words were recorded, so he's Yeser Parshu HaTorah. His whole essence is Yeser Parshu HaTorah. Yisrael is mechadish that we in this world, we're bnei Adam, we're human beings, and we have to work with the system that we bring the Torah down to our level. And part of bringing down to our level is that people can go and say Chiddush Torah. Say a question and answer. I don't understand it, so I'll explain it like this. It's our Torah, it's in this world, and it's to work with us. Yisrael added a parasha to the world, not just Tama parasha. He showed how this parasha needs to be implemented in this Olam Hazeh. And that's the most of Torah, to bring it down to this world. Yisrael Parshu Torah, he showed how a human being can add a Parshu to the Torah. He showed how a human being is also part and parcel of the Bailus of Torah. He's the ownership of Torah. That's what the whole Matan Torah is about. And that Matan Torah belongs etzem to who Yisrael is all about.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.